1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 7:51. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator Fazio. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. All right. Been talking about the affordability tour. What's the latest? Still out of there on the tour?
Yep, we're still out there on the tour. We will be for a couple months. So basically, I think everyone knows in this state that the cost of living is too high. In particular, energy rates are too high. And I've co-authored a six-point plan that would cut energy costs, electric costs in particular, by about $700 for the average household in the state, probably more in our area. We've had trouble passing that through a General Assembly that's 2-1 controlled by the Democrats. So we're kind of taking our plans to the general public all across the state. We started in our neck of the woods in New Canaan on April 22nd. We had over 100 people in attendance. Then we went to Shelton, and next we're going to Danbury, and we'll be all across the state over the next month and a half, bringing that plan to the general public, who we think, agrees that something needs to be done and something needs to be done as soon as possible.
So is the idea then to have get people on board with the idea and then call their legislator to get support for it?
Yes, generally be supportive of it. Call, contact, email their legislators to relay their kind of their opinion on it. I mean, I think one of the positive developments is that we have seen a couple of Democratic legislators propose similar things to what we have this year. And we've been proposing this for the past 2 years, which makes me think that the public support for our proposals and for doing something significant on electric rates and energy policy has really reached the mainstream of the state. You know, there was a poll earlier this year that said that utility costs were the number one most important issue to residents of the state, and that over 70% of residents believe that we should be taking the public benefits charge out of the electric bill where it does not belong, and which constitutes an unfair tax on our residents. So, you know, I think the public has a strong opinion already, but we want to take our plan and all the specifics to them all across the state, because ultimately the general public in a democracy, as long as they have a very strongly held opinion, will have an impact on what their elected officials do.
All right, speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, session winding down, what, about 3 weeks to go? Tell us some of the key pieces of legislation you're working on or want to talk about.
I'd love to. So, yes, we're about 3 weeks from the end of the legislative session. So these are the three most important weeks of the two-year term. The most important legislative item that will come forward is the budget. Determining $60 billion of taxes and spending. So keeping that in check so the people of Greenwich and the 36th District aren't overtaxed is very important. A couple of bipartisan pieces of legislation that I've been working on is, first, an attempt to take back some of the hundreds of millions of dollars of out-of-state taxation imposed upon our residents, especially by New York, on commuters when they work from home. So say you commute from Greenwich to Midtown Manhattan 4 days a week to work for a New York company, and the fifth day that week you work from home. Currently, you're taxed all 5 days by the state of New York, but I think common sense and every other rationale says that for that fifth day, you should be taxed by the state of Connecticut, not by the state of New York. And obviously, the state of Connecticut has a lower top marginal income tax rate. So I'm trying to pass legislation that would create a standing in court and create subsidies for anyone who would go after the state of New York in court to stop that practice. So stopping the unfair out-of-state taxation by New York of Connecticut residents in our area is a top priority. Another is to cut licensing fees for the roughly 25% of the state workforce who's a licensed worker. That's something that the governor has signed on to as well. So I'm confident that after 3 years of pushing for that, as I've been doing, that we're finally going to get it across the finish line this year. So those are two top priorities for me right now.
All right. The legislature passed, in their education package, I guess the homeschooling part of it, I guess this came out of the Waterbury guy who was held captive by his mother for all these years. This was voted down, though. Where'd you kind of stand on that homeschooling bill?
Yeah, the case in Waterbury of a woman basically holding her stepson captive was horrible and tragic. It had nothing to do with homeschooling. She wasn't homeschooling him. She never filed anything to say she was homeschooling him. So we thought it was a unfair pretext to basically go after the homeschooling community in the state of Connecticut, of which, you know, I had dozens of people from Greenwich, Stamford, New Canaan coming to me saying, hey, we homeschool. We think it's a good option for our kid. Please don't unfairly and overly regulate us because of a tragedy that had nothing to do with homeschooling. So I thought it was an unfair pretext to try to go after the homeschooling community. If there was, you know, a genuine effort to want to improve homeschooling, I would have heard it. But I thought this was a pretext. And it was defeated because the general public stood up against it and because Republican legislators stood up against it. So it doesn't look like it's going anywhere this year, and I think that's proper. I think they should have gone through the normal legislative process from January rather than bring this up in May and hope to get it passed at the last minute.
All right. State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk to you again. Session will be over. We'll kind of get a recap from you at that point.
Yes, thanks, Tony. Good talking to you.
Take care. State Senator Ryan Fazio joins me on the third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday, fourth Thursday of the month, will be State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich.